there's this idea of the learned Christians in particular. You get a number of qualities that are associated with state, and then you have that contrasted with Gentile states or states of the heathen. So I think what's important is to recognize that these are not people outside of us, that they are states within us, and that the learned Christian state is like a state of historical faith or a state where we think we have the answers. It's a closed state, whereas a Gentile state is a state of being in good and desiring truth. So it's a state of openness to receiving from the Lord. No matter how much we know, there's still a humility present, which is that despite what we know nothing in comparison to what the Lord's word holds. And what's interesting is that these two states are contrasted throughout to provide us with a way of seeing our own attitudes and resistances, and also those states of openness and reception. Also that to live interiorly, which is spoken about in 3:18, means to attend to our states of mind. And it follows on about this idea that heaven is within. If we don't attend to interior things, or if we're resistant to interior things, then after we depart this body, we'll still be resistant. So better to do the work now, right, than have that struggle later. But this is what this idea of heaven being within is about. It takes us away from the learned Christian attitude, which is that, well, it all happens after we die, don't worry about it. You know, it talks about the last judgment and it all happens then. But all that does is basically deaden us to the work that's needed to be done now. And if we're not willing to do that work now, we're not going to be willing to do it later. Like, that's just an illusion, right? A putting off. So there is a need to just, for us all, you know, and this is what Logopraxis hopefully supports, is to have us move into the spiritual world, the world of our mental states in the here and now. That's what prepares us for heaven.